Oh, I gotta get back to work.
Hold that thought.
I want to move the games into the guys playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to do the games with your guys playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Alrighty.
Episode number whatever, 41.
Since we saw you.
Oh yeah, 42.
No.
43?
There you go.
Oh, shit.
43. That's Wolf. If you couldn't tell, that's probably all he'll say.
Yeah, that's me.
So he's not even getting credit this time.
Is Kovar?
No. And I am C4. This is episode 43 of Games and More Entertainment Radio, and I am blown away by the show notes that I have here today.
Pretty impressive.
It is, but you know what? I didn't do them like notes like I usually do. This is more like review paragraph type stuff, so it might sound a little bit like I'm reading. But these are actually my notes, my words that I wrote down. I was pretty tired today, so I don't know what happened. When I went to make notes, it came out as like whole paragraphs and sentences and stuff. It was weird. Usually it's like, you know, I'll put like a bullet point thing, you know, you've seen them.
Yeah, which is actually better.
Yeah, it is, because I can't read this. I can't like scan it and talk. It's like I have to read to find out what the hell I was talking about. But like I said, I was pretty damn tired. And I'm even more tired now, thanks to my neighbors. Woke up, thought I was at the damn circus.
Good old Mexican polka.
That's right. Let's see if I can do it. This is what I get woken up to after 1 hour of sleep on my day off. I'm pissed. But what can I say? Well, at the very least, they woke me up early to play some more games.
That's right.
Something I can't complain, right? It's my day off. We don't need no damn sleep. Fuck sleep. That's all it comes down to.
That's true.
Now, I have not only good notes. Like, I didn't mean to say that I'm impressed with my notes, because I'm actually kind of disappointed in my notes. But what I am impressed about is the content of the notes, because this is going to be a rare occasion. I had nothing bad to say about anything this week.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nuts?
You like, got your vagina clean?
Yes, right. All the sand is out. No more complaining and
good old Vagisil.
I can't believe it. I'm very excited to have such a positive show. I think this is going to go over really well, too. But first, I have to start it out on the one, like, semi-negative neutral thing. It's not even, it's just neutral. It's not negative.
Yeah.
This is about the show itself. Instead of a topic this week, you know, about gaming or the community or the industry or whatever, there was something I wanted to talk about since we have your ear because you're listening, about the show itself. And that is the amount of listeners that we have in a community. Okay, now I haven't seen a growth in listeners. You know, like I kind of keep an eye on it. You know, I try to check how many people download it every so often, and that's totally inaccurate because, you know, people download it a couple times, and a lot of people will stream it a lot of the time.
Right.
You know, and they'll click it 500 times. I know Hooks himself listens to it a couple of times, and he streams it. You know, so it's like three of those might be him. but what I just wanted to, you know, mention that we don't do this for us. Okay, we have a lot of better things to do than sit around and talk to each other, you know, very loud, just so that it gets picked up on a microphone, you know, for our own entertainment. I assume this is why you guys do it, is for you, the listener. You know, something to, you know, that you can enjoy.
It's still fun.
Exactly. Oh, it is. It's a blast. It really is. But it's also a pain in the ass sometimes. It really is. Especially when it comes down to edit time. Recording's not so bad. It's coming up with the notes and then making it sound halfway decent, you know? That's the hard part. But I think, anyway.
Right.
And that part sucks. But it's not that bad anymore. But we don't do this for us, you know? We do this for the listeners. And
right.
If you find something that you like, I tend to try to tell my friends and stuff. You know, it's like, I heard about all this other different stuff, and I would tell people I know, you know, hey, check this out. You might like to listen to this, you know. And I remember, you know, listening to Hacker Mind and Radio Freak America, Ben Rev Radio, even Off the Hook and Off the Walls. Like, people don't know about it. Like, you think about it, and you're into it, but people don't know about it, you know. In the Now, you know, all these great shows and stuff to listen to, Default Radio, EverQuest Radio, Counter-Strike Radio even, you know. I mean, I told people about these things, you know. I'm not like requesting an outright spamming here of message board. I'm just saying, you know, think about maybe your buddies, you know, that you play games with. It might be kind of cool to let them in on, you know, maybe they don't know. I didn't even know about Retro Gaming Radio. I had no idea. Those guys have been doing this like 4 years now. Well, five now, but I think four at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me about it, you know, they heard us on like episode like five or something. It was like, hey, you guys should listen to this. And I was like, wow, these guys have been doing it for years. And I had no idea. Because nobody told me.
Mm-hmm.
But you would assume that I know. Right? You would think.
Being that you're in the industry.
That I do this thing, you know, for fun. At the time, it was, you know, me, Wolf, Hooks, and Hunter. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd think that we'd have heard of Retro Gaming Radio, but we hadn't. Honest to God, I'd never even heard of it. You'd think we'd know. So you know what? Your friends probably don't know about, you know, not only us, but about all those other great shows, you know? Check out the links page on the site. You know, there's a bunch of other stuff to listen to there. Really good stuff. Not crap like this. There's, you know, maybe just throw a line in your signature, you know, on a forum, you know, you hang out on. Or, if, you know, one thing I like to do is if there's a thread topic, because I don't like outright, you know, I mean, there's just like advertising, and then there's just like plain, you know, spamming the thing, you know, and trying to whore yourself out there. But if there's like a topic on a forum, I run into this quite a bit. And the topic is based on something that maybe we talked about on a show. You never know. Somebody might like to sit and listen to, you know, another part of the argument, you know, or you know, just to hear what somebody said about whatever game. You know, there's always that. And lately, though, I've noticed that, like, it's just been going downhill as far as, like, people hanging out. Like, the forums, honest to God, somehow, you know, I mean, maybe 5-10 people go there tops. I mean, it's just dead. It's just slow. But every now and again, you know, people run by, and there's a few new topics here and there. But for the most part, it's pretty slow. And somehow IRC has gotten worse than that now. There used to be like 8 people to hang out there 24/7, it seemed like. And now, I mean, you look at it now, and it's Spetsnaz, you know, who has to put up with so much because he doesn't play Final Fantasy,
no.
You know, and Hades and I right now. You know, and we used to have Modem hanging out in there, and even though he didn't like talking about Final Fantasy, there was other people for him to talk about other games with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was, and Kamikaze was there. I think he said, like, you know, 4 words in the month that he was there, but he was there. You know, he was there. He would, you know, pitch in, you know, his comments every now and again. You know, there was somebody there. But lately, it's just gotten dead and just really slow. Poor Spitz is talking to himself half the time now. He's just in there. Just showing emotional support for us, right?
That's right.
He's there. We need it.
We love you, Spanky.
Spank nuts. When we first, like, way back, did you ever hear him say that?
Uh-oh.
He's trying to say his Spetsnaz, and he says spank nuts. One of the great moments that we had here. It was something else. But I want to encourage everybody that, you know, if they want to hear about something, go ahead and email us, you know? Or if you discover something that you think is cool or that you want to share with everybody else, but, you know, maybe you don't have a website to do that or, you know, whatever. There's always the forums and IRC, but you could always email us also, and, you know, we'll look into it and, you know, whatever. Play it if we, you know, if it's a game or a demo or whatever, a movie, try to watch the movie or whatever, you know, let us know. I'd be more than happy to talk about this stuff.
Should we make Monday Hawaiian Shirt Day so everybody can show up?
Hawaiian Shirt Day. This is Hawaiian Shirt Day for me, man. I'll tell you what. My day off, and I ain't doing a damn thing.
So if you like, you know, we encourage you to wear a Hawaiian shirt. Come to our chat room. Our channel, IRC channel.
You know, and look at, like, the cool stuff that has happened. Like, well, there's been a lot of cool stuff, but the one that really sticks out in my mind is from the guy who called himself Game Radio Spy, who sent us the screenshots and the information about Tactical Ops 2004. How fucking cool was that? Because nobody knew about it. I mean, probably, like, 50 people knew. The guys that were working on it and their buddies. You know, and he sent us a damn screenshot of it and told us everything we wanted to know. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
You know, I mean, that was something that nobody knew. I mean, that, I don't know, I couldn't wipe the grin off my face, like, the whole week. You know, I was just like, oh my god, I can't wait to do the show. How awesome is that? You know, stuff like that that I think makes a, you know, a better show too. You know, a good community. Support from, you know, people that listen, spreading the word, you know, keeping it growing.
That's right.
Because I've noticed it did, it just lately it just has been kind of stale even. I mean, it's just like it's the same people, and there's actually plenty of people that listen. From what I can tell, there's actually somewhere between 80 to 100, just because it's consistent downloads.
Mm.
You know, which I'm actually pretty impressed with, but I know it can be better than that. I know that there's a lot of people I think that would really enjoy the show, some that might not, but, you know, whatever. I just thought I'd throw that out there. You know, something
spread
to think about. Yeah, you know, I just...
I like what Haiti is doing, you know, put on our name show. I heard a phone, it's over
on... Oh, yeah, I saw that on the Final Fantasy, yeah. But, like, nobody from Final Fantasy is gone yet. That's all right, though,
John Kister.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, but he was here before.
Oh, yeah.
In fact...
New people. I don't think it was...
He might have been the one who told me about Retro Gaming Radio. I can't remember now. It's been a long time. And he had a different nickname. Somebody had a different nickname, so I wasn't sure who it was. In any case, you know, the email address... Because all the spammers know it, is gamer@hwhq.com. I tell you, I get so much spam. It's just I got a spam today from Jesus. I was on the phone with my sister. I was like, how the hell did I talk to her? And look, you know what it is? Every day off I have, I end up talking to her, you know, get family updates. And somehow she gets mentioned in the show. But anyway, I was on the phone with her today, and I just checked my email, and she was talking about something. I cut her off. Oh, my God! I got an email from Jesus Christ. He wants to give me a loan. Crazy. Anyway, let's, yeah, that was, what, 10 minutes of shameless self-promotion there, but, you know, help us out. If you like the show, you know, maybe some of your friends might want to listen. Let them know about it. Something. Link on the site. Speaking of which, of the site, I'm, if I get off my lazy ass, I'm kind of half in the working of a fat site redesign. I'm not doing it myself because I have no skills. I have no skills and no talent for this web stuff at all. But as it is, I've been moving things around now. If you notice, I moved the mirrors list down to the bottom of the page, only because Google comes up with the mirror list and has no idea what the show's about. Like, you don't see it. Like, all you see is people's names. So, you know, that doesn't help anybody that's searching for the show.
I searched for Wolfie from 50, you know.
Yeah.
Come out. Your form on Earth 2025 form.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you search for the show, it does pull up the show. If you if you can find us, the problem is it doesn't give any description. So, but what you end up seeing is a list of places to download. But when you're looking at Google, what the hell? You know, you don't know what you're looking at.
What?
So I had to bump them to the bottom. I'm actually going to change it because nobody's going to see the mirror list on the bottom. You know, and I'm going to have to put it under each episode that you can only get it from the mirrors now. You know, rather than just at the bottom of the page, because nobody's going to go down
there.
That's
probably a good idea.
It is. I just didn't think about it at the time in the last couple of days. I just haven't had time to get to the site and to monkey with it. But it's going to change drastically when it does change, like, the big change. You'll know it because you'll think you went to the wrong place. And it looks like wow, somebody might want to come here. You know, rather than... It's fast now. I like it because it's hauled ass. You know, it's fast. I click it, boom, I'm there.
Mm.
But it's lacking some yeah, you know, it doesn't have all that flash and shininess to it. I don't mean flash. I mean
flash
in the real sense of the word, not the program, you know. I'm talking about it's just missing some sparkle, some shine, you know. But I it's hopefully going to change as soon as I get around to some little bit of effort on my own part.
Do you have someone working on that?
Actually, a professional web designer, Fredline, FREDLINE.com is going to do it.
Huh.
Yeah, and I've seen some of his stuff, and it just blows my mind. Just blows my mind. The problem is, and I think he's got most of it done. The problem is that he's waiting for me to do, like, the roughs of the logos, because I know what the logo is supposed to look like. I've just never had it on the site because I can't do it right. I have no artistic skills
right. When
it comes to the computer at all. I mean, I can draw it, and I've got it drawn all over the place, but I cannot get it transferred to a computer properly. It just doesn't work. I've even tried scanning it in, and it doesn't give me the same feel. But once I get the roughs of that around, you know, and have, you know, I mean, this guy, he's amazing. I mean, he wins all kinds of contests. People buy his art, you know, buy his logos. And he's a web designer, you know, so he makes money on that, too.
Now he's advertised for his broadening, you know.
Yeah. The stuff is just amazing, though. So, hopefully, as soon as I get around to telling him exactly, you know, what needs to be where, I think, you know, and stuff like that, it should be pretty nice. Because I'm thinking about having like a little section for like, you know, like I can add notes to the front page that's more like a scratch pad for me, but people can see it every time they went there of like what might become, you know, hopefully we're going to talk about next week. So like as I go for the week,
that would be cool.
I think that'd be pretty neat, you know, because you could just go there like, you know, every, you know, maybe twice a week and you'd see, you know, the things I've added to talk about for the next show. Because I don't know you. You know, we don't know. We don't have to plan that ahead of time, you know. Hell, sometimes we have it planned out a half an hour ahead of time, you know. sometimes I've got notes for three shows in front of me. You know, we don't know, but it would be kind of neat, I think, to have a running list that people could check up on.
Yeah.
Little easier to manage, you know, the site itself, because I do it all, like, by hand. Like, strictly, it's, like, as ghetto as you can get. And I like it that way because it works for me. I hate having all that crap that tries to do it for you and tries to make it all easy, and I don't understand what the hell, because I didn't write it myself, and I don't know, and I don't want to know web stuff. I just don't care.
Mm.
I've never had an interest in it, but it's like created this block now where I need to get over that and get past that, and, you know, here I am begging for help now and stuff that I can't do anything. But the cool thing is once it's done, it's going to be slick. It's going to be the shit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I guarantee you it's going to be a maroon colored background.
You know, I've been thinking of a cream-colored background with black text. Because it's easier on the eyes. It's not stark fucking white, and it's not this cataract-inducing white on black.
I'll be damned.
I was thinking like a cream-colored background, like beige, maybe, you know, with like black text though, and then obviously there's going to be some red and black on it. I mean, I have to. It's my favorite color. You know, maroon is going to be on there somewhere. I'll be damned if it's not. You know. But anyway, I'm, you know, kind of something to think about in the future. Anyway. Now, in the future, E3, you know that we said March? Somehow we said March, which was last month.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, I don't know how. In fact, I'm not sure who said it first, but it was one of you, I guess it was only you and I, but one of us said March first, and the other one said, oh yeah, March! So we really sounded like we knew what we were talking about,
but it is
May 12th, next month, May 12th through the 14th. You can go ahead and take out their website at e3expo.com. They don't have a whole lot of, like, good stuff, like, for me there. Like, there's nothing I care to read there. I care about the game lists, which aren't up there yet. Or the top of the show. That's not all up there yet. But, you know, if you need tickets or whatever.
You can't get them.
Well, you know, okay, now, check this out. This is the kind of shit that really drives me up the wall. Ode claims to have tickets. A ticket. Yeah. Apparently one of his brothers submitted him as like a developer to like a billion places, and one of them finally took him and got him in. One of them, I don't know how it worked, but he said that he put him on like a bunch of different things to get free tickets. I guess there was a whole, I don't know if there was like a contest or something or whatever, if he registered early enough. Anyway, I guess his brother was just like, well, I'll see if I can't get, you know, my brother to go. So he submitted Ode all over the place and got one, according to Ode. And so he says he's going. That drives me nuts, because
the site says you have to give proof of,
well, he,
like a credit card, like a company credit card.
Yeah,
or,
but he can kind of fake it with what he has already, though, because he did have a business when he was here in Nevada. I'm sure he still got a lot of paperwork for that. And now that he is involved in a project, I mean, I can't deny him that. You know, he is involved in a gaming project.
Oh, well, then there you go.
You know, yeah, but God. I mean, if you knew, you would just be like, oh, no, he shouldn't go. In any case, let's move on to something really cool. Which, you know, this is probably, I guess, the thing that I don't like. This is the thing that I don't like.
Oh, no.
Of all my show notes, this is like the one thing that bounces off me because I don't care. EQ2. The beta signups are coming May 3rd at 10 a.m.
I can almost guarantee you, if you don't play EverQuest, you're not getting in.
Yeah, I bet, huh?
EverQuest players have... So if this is something you really want to check out, I suggest going and picking up a copy of EverQuest. And EverQuest players, people who have active accounts, have first bids. First dibs.
Yeah?
And there's so many of them that...
Well, yeah, there's 400,000 or 500,000 of them.
Yeah.
So you're going to be pretty far down the list if you're not in on it. Yeah. But you never know. The site is everquest2.station.sony.com/beta.jsp. That starts May 3rd at 10 a.m. You know that place is going to be hammered.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Blizzard had the StarCraft beta signups. You could not get to their site for like 2 days. It just was gone. It was just hammered. You know, there was nothing there. You were not getting there. All you would see is Server busy.
there
was just nothing there. It wasn't happening. I imagine the same thing is going to happen with it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's worth a try.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long it's going either. I have no idea.
Who cares?
MMORPG betas tend to go a while.
No,
you mean the sign-up?
The sign-up, yeah. I don't know how long that's going to last. So, whatever. I'm going to try, just because, you know? I mean,
might as well.
Yeah, I got into the Lineage 2 and didn't know it, you know? Maybe I can get in the EQ 2 and not know it, you know? It's worth a shot, just because. It would give us some, well, maybe we probably couldn't even talk about it, though.
It would be against the law.
It would be, if they have a sign a NDA. If, or
this is
one or accept one. Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. But they might forget.
Yeah, that's a one-off.
Somehow I doubt their 3 billion lawyers would let them forget.
I doubt it too, but you never know. Stranger, it could be a programming bug that skips that part of the installation process.
Well, there you go.
There we go. That's all I can come up with. All right. A quick note on DVDs. Now, everybody knows, this has been big news for a while, that Unreal Tournament 2004, which we'll talk about later, has a CD-ROM and a DVD version. Now, this is a big thing, because how long have
awesome.
It's so cool, right? Now, the game itself just comes on one disc. The second one's a bunch of extra cool stuff, right?
Mm.
That's pretty neat. I like that right there. That's like value added right there. Buy the DVD version, you get more shit for free. It's the same price, $40, $10 off still if you own 2003. And it comes in a double-sized DVD case, too, which is kind of neat. I like that. I just wish it was a single-sized DVD case so it would fit in a rack.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they have those with the two recent...
Yeah, I mean, Gladiator's like that, you know, Spider-Man's like that. Yeah, like tons that. Of stuff. Just what comes to mind, you know? But this one's two. Whatever. It's still pretty cool. It's a more durable case than these cardboard boxes we have laying around.
Yeah.
But this has been a big thing for us for a long time, talking about DVDs and CDs, games on, right? We've talked about this, I think, since like one of the early, like, single-digit shows. We've brought this issue up. That was a year ago that we were saying, bring us some DVDs, okay? We're tired of having these multi-CD installs, right? Now, our assumption was simply that there was just not enough people that had DVDs, you know, that they just didn't have DVD-ROMs. And we didn't actually know. We just kind of always said, you know, just go out and buy the damn DVD. But we didn't actually know why the companies aren't printing them on DVD. Now, I happened to stumble across in the March 2000 issue of Maximum PC, somebody wrote them a letter. Somebody asked them, why don't they put them on CD? And being Maximum PC, they actually went and investigated, and they found out that it is actually cheaper for the company to produce... it's cheaper to manufacture and ship a DVD-ROM instead of 4 CD-ROMs. So the company would be saving money, right? So
the same material, and there's less of it.
For the most part,
it's plastic.
Well, plastic and dye and all that other crap. But anyway, so they asked. Now, see, this is the problem with my notes. I don't have it bulleted out where I can find what I'm looking for. Ubisoft's vice president of marketing. Now, I totally spaced out his name. Apparently, damn it. Anyway, he actually gave an answer why Ubisoft is not putting games on DVD. Okay. So, you wanted an answer, I wanted an answer. Here it is, right here, okay? Straight from the horse's mouth. Our research indicates that DVD-only releases would currently eliminate a larger-than-acceptable portion of our target market. Many PCs still have CD-ROM-only drives, and also, as opposed to opting for DVD drives, many new consumers last year opted for CD-RW drives, which don't play DVDs either. Every year, the percentage of people who cannot play a DVD on their computer will shrink as more and more get DVD drives, and eventually we will feel comfortable that most of our target can play a DVD. That's when we'll go DVD on PC games. So it really just comes down to that. Well, I wasn't sure.
All they gotta do is do what Unreal did. What they did for Unreal.
Well, release them both?
Yeah.
I don't see the harm in that. You know, I mean, it's not like you're going to double your cost if you're making, you know, half as many for each. Or even make, you know, 3/4 CD and 1/4 of it on DVD.
Well, there would be a slight increase in cost because they have to have...
2 factories pressing.
Right.
You know, that would be the immediate thing I would see wrong with it.
There
would
be 2 different types of packaging they'd have to make.
Yes, that's true. Hopefully.
Right.
I like, because the CD version of the Unreal Tournament looks like every other game on the shelf.
Right.
The DVD version comes in a nice DVD keep case, plastic and all shiny.
Wouldn't that be nice if games started coming like that?
Yeah, it would.
Those are nice. I mean, it's like a jewel case that actually
will last.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll fit all your racks. You know, it's cool. It's better than all these damn boxes that we have, all these cardboard boxes.
Little jewel cases that stack up in piles.
Yeah. Well, those will stack up in piles too, but I mean, look at all of our console games are the same thing now. Why not just put them all in the same rack?
Right.
You know? I think it's a great idea. I'm so proud of whoever the hell put that out, Epic or whatever. Epic, there's like 50 people.
Atari?
You know, yeah, well. Yeah.
They use Atari's name.
I would too if I owned it.
Oh, yeah.
Do they, you know, would they remember Infogrames or would they remember Atari? You know? They would remember Atari.
That's right.
Atari. So, that is the answer, though. Thought that was interesting to note, though. You know, that somebody, you know, that actually has something to say about what this gets produced on.
Or especially if we're talking about, like, huge games with lots of discs, like Final Fantasy, like, things like Myst.
Yeah.
Or the new ones that have, like, 7 CDs.
Baldur's Gate 2 has got 4 CDs, the expansion CD, and then 2 bonus CDs. Which
throw in a DVD.
In, like, a floppy disk, but
throw it in with it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea either.
They can pick which one they use.
That's not a bad idea at all. I'm, you know, whatever. Just get me the DVD. I don't care.
Tex Murphy. I don't know if you've ever even heard of that series. It's like, it's hella old now. It's like back in the Duke Nukem days.
Yeah.
Come on. Now, here's my point. Americans are freaking lazy, okay? Get a DVD version, just pop in one.
You're the laziest person I know. You're so far from American, it's not even funny. It has nothing to do with lazy, though. It has to do with the fact that this is technology progressing, and we're being held back, okay, by the laggers. Okay, that's what my problem with this is. This is the same reason, you know, we're seeing, like, as good as graphics are, they're not as good as they should be. Why? Because people are still out there, excuse me, playing Counter-Strike on their GeForce 2 MXs all day long, and they're happy as a clam, and then, oh, Half-Life 2's coming out. The requirements better play on my GeForce 2 MX that I paid $10 for a year and a half ago, because I'll be damned if I shell out $50 for a decent card, or $150 for a halfway decent card, or $300 for a, you know, nice card. You know, we're being held back by those guys. That's where I get pissed.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but he did first, so I figured I'd take the opportunity.
That's me. I was just saying that Tex Murphy Odyssey, I think it was. It was like a 10, 12-year-old game, and it came with a DVD.
Whoa. Damn. I bet, like, nobody used it.
Well, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it on? It was a PC game?
Yeah.
12 years old.
Maybe not be quite that old. It's old, though.
Yeah.
And it's old.
It's probably like the first one, then. If it's that old, I haven't seen crap for games on DVD. Baldur's Gate did come out on DVD, eventually. The problem was, they released it way later.
Mm.
So everybody bought the CD version, and right. They were all, oh, here's the DVD version, do you want to buy it again? Of course not. They didn't sell. Oh, well, DVDs don't sell. Ew.
They're just
genius, this. You know, how dumb was that? Good job, marketing. You guys should get paid more. That's just stupid. Okay, that's just dumb. All right, before I get too pissed, DVDs.
Hey, I thought you don't have sand in your vagina today.
I'm not really complaining now.
I know.
I can't help it. I always sound like I'm complaining. I'm constantly told I'm all negative. I never smile. All this garbage.
Give me a hug, man.
Kiss my ass, okay? That's all it comes down to. All right. It wasn't so much of a complaint. It's, you know, something I wanted to bring up that, you know, we have an answer now. We know why. This is what this, you know, Ubisoft says. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, this is probably, the whole industry's like spooked about it. They don't want to release a game on DVD only and not have it sell. You know?
Which, you know, makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
They dump a lot of money these days in the video games.
Yeah.
In development. And they got to get their return back, otherwise they're done.
They do. They do. So, I mean, I can't fault them for that, but it would be nice to cater to the hardcore crowd. The guys that always have the new stuff anyway. Just release them both. It'll cost you a little bit more, but people will be happier. You know? Because we could be talking about how cool your game is for doing that, instead of, you know, just Unreal. I'm so proud of them. I'm so fucking happy about that. You know? Sorry, Ubisoft, but you're getting no praise from me until you guys release Heroes 5, bitches. I want that game so fucking bad. Oh, I can taste it. Oh, my God.
Is it in development?
They're working on it. They bought it, and so far, I don't think they've done a whole lot, but they're actually communicating with the community about what they want, because Heroes 4 blew. It was horrid, okay? And Heroes 5 was being worked on by 3DO, and there's two screenshots that got out. Two. One of, like, a phoenix or something, and which I actually never saw, and one I did see, which was of one of the one of the towns in Necropolis, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks badass. I mean, it looks cool. And then when 3DO, you know, got hammered, and they just went under and everything sold, Ubisoft picked up the rights to the Heroes series, and they have been, from what I've seen on the forums, they've actually been reading the forums and asking people, what do you want to see in Heroes 5? You know, we can't promise we're going to put it all in, you know, mm-hmm. blah, 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 but, you know, hey, shoot your ideas at us, which I think is awesome. They better not blow it
too.
You know, more developers need to get in touch. You know, they need to get back in touch with the crowd.
Touch these.
And I don't mean fake-ass developers, like these guys who release the 27 PlayStation games, you know, every 3 months. I mean real companies that make good games, you know.
Like SpongeBob games?
Yeah. All that garbage.
Thank you, Winky.
Now, you know what? They're putting it, somebody was, I read it, and I was just like, no, I'm not going to talk about this, but since you're here and you made me think about it, what's that show you like with the guy, Tim Burton? With the Christmas guy that's a skeleton.
Oh,
the Halloween dude.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
They're making a game.
Really?
They're making a game, basically. It looks pretty good. They brought back some of the characters from the movie that supposedly weren't able to come back. I guess they found some kind of way. I guess somebody died or something. I don't know. And they said it's such a huge game that it's going to be more like the second part to like a movie, though.
Huh.
It's supposed to be pretty cool. I mean, according to everything I've heard, you know, pretty positive stuff.
Oh, no, another Final Fantasy. Other movies.
So, when you feel like listening and you know, contributing something that has to do with what's going on, let us know.
Okay.
All right. That never happened, so that's the last we're going to hear of him. Let me, you know, I've got some this is weird. All these games I saw, like, I must have been in some kind of mood today. Action RPG-ish type stuff. But they're fat, and I'm so happy that they're good games. They're actually pretty good stuff. Neo Contra. Everybody knows Contra, or you should. If you don't, run out and go get it. Contra is the bomb. Now, Neo Contra, coming off the PlayStation 2, this is dropping the 2D look of the Shattered Soldier one. You know, did you play that?
Yeah.
Okay. They're dropping the more 2D-ish feel, the old school style of it, right?
Right.
Which I loved. I still thought it played great. They still had all the Contra stuff in it.
I thought that was a great idea.
Oh, man, it was a fantastic game. I mean, it really was a blast to play. I mean, and you still have, like, the view change levels, too, like, where you weren't always just side-scrolling. You were, like, going, sliding down a mountain and all kinds of other crazy stuff. Just like in the first one, remember, you're walking through the tunnels and stuff,
mm-hmm.
right, the bases? And, anyway, this one is going, you know, full-blown, nice 3D look. You're using the three-quarters isometric view, you know, so think like, you know, Diablo, right?
Right.
You're using that view, packed with cinematics. And from the screenshots I saw, like, I mean, it was Contra. Like, it was cool. Like, you see the monsters and you think, God, I don't know if they could put this cool monster in 3D. They did a good damn job from what I saw. I thought it looked really, really good. I thought they pulled it off pretty well. It looks like your usual Contra fare. Explosions, gunfire, bodies everywhere, you know, all kinds of different guns and stuff. And this one actually continues the story after Shattered Soldier, so it's not just gonna be, you know, you're thrown into some random island to kick ass and not take names all the way to the last level. You know, I mean, you're there for a reason, you know, because it's going to continue the story and whatnot.
It should be interesting to see how they are able to pull the gameplay from the...
I keep thinking of Smash TV.
Yeah.
That's what I keep coming back to when I picture this game, so I don't know what's going to happen, but there is a downside to it. They released some of what I think are the cooler elements of Contra. Like, laying down... Currently, that is not a plan for this game. Like, you cannot hit the deck and let bullets pass over you. Currently, you cannot hang from shit either and shoot.
Hmm.
Now, remember, like, how cool it was to, you know, hang on to something and slide across a pipe or something while you're blowing shit up?
Yeah.
They don't have that in here. And I don't want to say yet, because currently it's not happening. This is what they're saying. It's just not going to be in there. But they're saying they're going to add things that basically make up for it, you know? That'll be interesting. I imagine they're going to have some dodging type thing, like a tuck and roll off to the side. Okay. And they got to have something.
Yeah.
Because you can't just remove all the other stuff, other than shooting, you know?
Yeah.
And they're going to keep the view change levels. which is good news. I wanted to make sure that was clear. So the Contra fans are still going to have not just, you know, the same view. They're gonna still have, like, a different view level. So it'll feel, you know, a little different. And they're supposed to feel seamless to the game. You know, it's not like you're going to be playing, you know, something totally different. It's not going to take a Yankee right out of the game. So, I don't know. I'm really happy about that. And this one has difficulty levels.
Good.
Yeah. So all you wanker Japanese players can play on easy. Ooh, yes, we know. They're probably adding it for the Americans. And they're keeping the two-player co-op mode. Nice. Thank God. I mean, it wouldn't be Contra without blowing shit up alongside your friend.
Which is always fun. I'm a big fan of the cooperative mode.
Definitely.
Yeah. I always steal my friend's guy.
I hate playing with you. Dude, I tried to play Gauntlet with this guy. Jesus Christ. He steals everything. All the loot. He's the only guy with the keys and the magic potions and all the food. We got a wizard in the back with 10 hit points, you know, and here's Wolf up here with 900. He's a dwarven warrior guy. And he's like, I need the food. And then he runs up and takes it. I mean, it's just, I hate playing with him.
No, I was...
No, nothing. I was old there.
Old?
No, he was sitting there with us. He's the one who took all this shit. Not half as bad as you.
Uh-uh.
It became a competition, and you suck is what it is. He got mad at you taking all the stuff. Another game, a lot like it, which a lot of people are going to be really excited about, Fallout Brotherhood of Steel. Ever, you know, Fallout, the Fallout RPG series set
in that? I never got to play them.
I never did either, but I have them, you know, but I heard so much good stuff, and I couldn't get into them.
I have, too.
I tried. I just couldn't do it, you know. I think they both might have been RPG of the Year for whatever year they released. You know, I mean, somewhere. I'm sure some magazine gave it to them somewhere, but I remember seeing really high marks for them everywhere I went. Hunter absolutely adores them. It's this, like, you know, futuristic, what's the post-apocalyptic type world, you know?
Right.
And this is a lot like this Neo Contra, you know, the three-quartered overhead view, you know, basically your Baldur's Gate dungeon romp type thing, right? But, you know, but you're not in back
so
in the day.
It's not like RPG like the first two were.
No, this one's like action, killing, like a hack and slash, like Diablo.
Right.
Except for on a console, and you actually push the button and swing then. You
right.
know, you're not delayed by initiative or whatever, you know. Just like Contra, it sounds like. You know, like run around and blow shit up, you know. except for this one's going to have, you know, a whole bunch of different weapons and whatnot. Now, the graphics on Contra, I must say, on that Neo Contra, I say I really liked. And the graphics for this Fallout Brotherhood of Steel, I didn't think looked that great.
No?
No, they were very low-end PlayStation 2-y. You know, they just...
Like early on looking stuff?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think they were that great. I couldn't say the graphics were just astounding, but hopefully it'll stay mostly true to the series and, you know, have something for the fans that like it. You know, because there are a lot of people that love that series, and they might, you know, be begging for an RPG, but this is going to have to do. And I'm sure this will be just as much fun. Let's see. They do have, like, rolls and flips and stuff to dodge enemy fire. So you do have cool stuff like that, the kind of thing that I'm really hoping Contra adds, you know.
Right.
They've got a ton of weapons in this game. Plenty of armor and stuff, you know, lots of stuff to look forward to, basically, you know what I mean? One of the problems I have with, like, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance was it just wasn't enough stuff. I mean, there was, you know, I don't know, it just seemed like there was clearly set an item you should have at this level. That's it. Nothing you really want to change to because you always have the best one, no, whatever. The other ones are so far below that you wouldn't want to use it kind of thing.
Right.
This, I mean, when you're using guns and stuff, it's a little different because guns change per situation.
Right.
You know, they're supposed to have all kinds of explosions and stuff too, and melee weapons. Nothing like running up and stabbing somebody, right? The storyline is supposed to be pretty good. The dialogue sprinkled with humor. You know, it's just one of those games where they throw lots of funny shit in there, but the storyline itself is very dark and adult. This is not something you probably want the kids playing. There is going to be a two-player cooperative mode to it, so you can run around with your friend and kick mutant ass, you know, or whatever it is you're going to be fighting out in the future out there. Looks like a pretty good game, though. You know, it still does. It still looks like something that would be interesting, you know. Barring the mediocre graphics, I think it's probably still a good time. Especially if you're into those kind of games, you know, which are really fun. I love Baldur's Gate. You know, the Dark Alliance. You know, the RPGs are just king, but Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, I love them. It's a lot of fun, but that one had so many shortcomings that it just really, really kind of just didn't cut it for me. I mean, it was still pretty fat, but it wasn't that great. Now this one, I saved the best for last of these action RPGs, which blew my mind. Okay. Oh, by the way, that Fallout's supposed to be for Xbox and PS2. Now this blew my mind because I did not see this coming at all. EverQuest, Champions of Norrath. This is their action RPG, right?
Right.
So we're talking the same style of game, right? This looks like, this totally struck me as Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance 2, or 1, you know, whatever, minus all the crap. This looks impressive. The graphics, top notch, okay? This is, you know, it looks beautiful. I thought they were really good. I mean, this is PlayStation 2, so I gotta give them credit for what they're working with, right?
Right.
Not that it's, you know, horrible by any means, because this actually looks good. The level layout and the enemies, random. Talk about keeping the replayability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Random levels are godsend. We learned this from Diablo. You know, that's what made Diablo so fat. It wasn't going to the same dungeons, you know, the same 15 levels over and over and over. It was going to different ones and hoping you can get, you know, a really easy hard level once in a while to just shoot down it real quick and get to the, you know, the fat loot you can get from the bosses and stuff. And that's what made that good. Here we're gonna have a console game, you know, that's gonna handle all this random stuff, random enemies, random levels, and random drops.
Random levels are tough, though.
Well,
it's tough not to make it end up being very generic.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a certain, you know, like an amount of that. You know, I mean, because what they use sections. You know,
right.
They just grab a chunk and here it is. They paste it on. I'm hoping they do a good job, though. You know, I mean, that's all I can do is hope and like change it up more. You know, like you play, you know. Well, using Diablo as the example, you got 5 levels that look the same. Then you get 5 more that look the same. They're different, but those 5 are the same. And then you got the hell end levels, you know, which all look the same. You know, I mean, if they could change it up like every 2 levels, that would be cool. You know, I don't know quite how much weird exploring is going to be in this. I imagine because it's EverQuest, it's not going to follow the same pattern that, like, the rest of these. So, like, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, it felt like Diablo, but cooler. Like, it just, like, it almost felt like the same thing.
Yep.
You would go down and down and down and down, then up, and down and down and down and down, hit up. You know, and it just, you didn't have much running around like a world. You didn't feel like it.
I have read that this Champions of Norrath, that you should not expect a whole lot of EverQuestness. That it is, you grab a sword and start hacking, and
you mean
that's
like
pretty much all
like an
is.
RPG element to it?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. No, this
like
is pure hack
and
slash.
No story, no anything like that.
Well, I heard the story in this was supposed to be decent enough, but what I was really interested in this was the missions. Like you had missions. Like it didn't. Like the idea was that it didn't give you the feel that okay, I'm level 1, so this means I go to the level 1 dungeon and I level to 5. Then I go to level 5 dungeon. Then I level to 10. Then I go to level 10 dungeon. You know, or okay, some townsperson said I need to go to this dungeon and investigate something, you know, whatever. Like, they actually had, like, oh, man, what was the one I remember reading from the article? You had to go rescue some lost kittens in a dungeon somewhere, you know? Like, as goofy as it sounds, I don't know why, but I thought that sounded really cool to me. Like, it just kind of was like, that's a new one, you know?
Yeah.
that's a new one. That's not strange happenings. Happening underneath the church in town. Go investigate it. Arm
new,
yourselves.
New always
creatures.
Gets points.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Always gets points.
Right.
Even if it's new in a bad way, at least it gets points for being new.
Yeah, it's innovative, you know what I mean?
People
somebody was putting their brain to work there for a minute.
People need the fresh stuff. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Five Phrases Total.
What?
rescuing kittens. See, I was like, rescuing kittens I thought was kind of neat. I'm sure there's a point, though, where they get pretty trivial, you know, where it just gets to be like, yeah, yeah, I know. Just tell me where to go. I'm sure, you know what I mean? I'm sure it just gets to that point. But one of the things I think is going to keep the interest of a lot of players is that you do have rare drops in this. You have, like, rare shit that you can get, which I think is kind of neat because you play something else, you know what you're going to get, you know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know what you can and cannot buy. This adds the element of maybe you were just sitting there playing one day and had no fucking idea, got a fat ring or something. Had no idea that it was fat, though. You know, your buddy comes over and he's playing, you know, on your machine or whatever with his save game. And you're like, oh, yeah, man, check this weird item I got. And he's like, oh, I've been looking for that. You know, and that's just cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's just cool. So I think that's really going to help a lot. Let's see. And the best, okay, this is the best part. I left this out. online four player with voice. How cool is that?
Now, how what exactly are we talking here? Are we talking like a deathmatch sort of situation?
No, this is co-op. Running around through the dungeons, you know, with all your buddies. This, to me, I don't know, that part blew my mind. That part I thought was so cool because you're running through a dungeon with some of your buddies, or even random people, it doesn't matter, but with your friends, it's always cooler, I think, you know? And it's not something like Final Fantasy, you know, it's not some like Counter-Strike. It's a little, it's more like, and it's, even Diablo didn't give me that feel, because it's almost like you go into attack mode, and that's it, you know? This, you're mashing the buttons, you're hammering away at it, like you're playing fucking Gauntlet by yourself or something, you know? But now you got four people there with you, you know, helping you online, though, so they're not there, but you got voice support, which is kind of nice, because, I mean, trying to type in a game like that, it wouldn't happen. Too much action going on, you know? You couldn't take your hands off the controls. But I thought that was really cool. Four people, too. Now, everything else is only offered, I think, two people. I don't know anything that is offered four people. I don't know if Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 did. That would be the one that I would think would do it. But I don't know. That would be the one game that, of the ones that come to mind, that would be the one to do it.
Let me check Heroes. I don't think Heroes does either. I think Heroes is only two players.
Really?
No. Heroes is 1-4.
Okay.
That kicks ass.
Because even 4 is kind of small for Heroes.
Not Heroes of Might and Magic.
Oh.
Dungeons & Dragons Heroes.
Yeah.
It's four, but no live support. So you can't play online.
You just play split screen.
No, you're on one big-ass screen. Running around just knocking shit out on one big screen. It's not going to be... It's just, you know...
Oh, like,
It's just one huge screen, you four run around there and just kick things asses.
I think a lot of racing games allow multiple people.
Well, yeah. Well, online?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have, like... Oh, on one thing, on one console? I think so. That'd be cool. If they had, like, you know, two or more players on one, you could play with one guy somewhere else. Because the two, you know, us two could play here, and Wolf could be at home. That'd be pretty awesome. But...
I know they have that for football.
Yeah, for football. But I'm talking about, you know, we're talking about action RPG type hack and slash crap, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to call it. This is an argument here.
I mean, see, like, for a hack and slash, I don't really see why you need voice contract.
Because
voice.
When you're dumb
ass... No, it's not like, you know, Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah.
I can understand you have voice on that one, because...
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to start skill chain, you know, pretty soon. I'm not going to send macro for us, you know. I can't tell you...
But what if the mage is in the back getting raped by some creatures and you don't notice it? He can yell at you and say, get your stupid ass back there.
Right. Or it opens a lot.
For the very reason...
On this one, no.
Yeah.
You can see it, though, right here.
But if you're not looking... Believe me, you're the king of not looking. Everybody's talking directly at you on LinkedIn, and you stay there.
At the very least, if you're playing a game with somebody and you can talk to each other, it adds community to what you're playing.
Yeah, definitely.
It adds to the experience.
It does.
You can talk to the person that you're playing
instead of me sitting here by myself throwing shit at the screen. Wolf, you fucking moron! Go attack this thing. Caster, heal me.
Or if you can't talk, if you can't communicate with each other, you might as well be playing with bots. You might as well.
You're right. You're right. I really believe so. You know, you'd be better off all in the same room by far.
Yeah.
You know, than having no communication at all, something like that. Which is, I think, the shortcoming of the rest of these games. You cannot talk to them and play. You know, you'd have to all be in the same room. Which, you know, simply put, it doesn't happen. I cannot tell you the last time I played a two-player console game. I mean, I have them, but nobody plays with me. You know, never. I have to beg people to come over and play Contra for 5 minutes, and they get their ass kicked, they don't want to play. I beg people to play a fighting game, and we go two rounds, and they don't want to play anymore. You know, it's just like, god damn, you know? Everybody wants to be at their own home, playing their own game, doing whatever they want to do, which is fine. But this is why we have the wonders of the internet. It allows us, you know, to hop online, there's people that want to play with us right there, which is what might be really cool. You know, to fire up, I mean, I can't believe it's EverQuest that's going to be the one to do this, but to be able to play online, of course you're going to have the damn broadband adapter for your PlayStation 2, you know?
Yeah.
Or network adapter. I don't know if you can get a modem one or not, but still.
I think it has to be broadband.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I know Xbox.
We had this. Well, yeah. We know that one does. Yeah. But I I have no idea if the PlayStation 2 allows a modem or Ethernet only.
Yeah, we did talk about this
last time. Yeah. So, boy, did we get reamed for the Mario discussion too last time?
Oh, last time, you know, I was listening to the show. You guys talking about fighting games. I'm gonna crack this. Mortal Kombat, you said, and other ones. SoCal, we say fall on a level. It's not SoCal over. Like you uppercut someone that went to a different level. In the Mortal Kombat. You guys were talking about it.
In Mortal Kombat, you could uppercut and fall on the floor.
But not a Soul Calibur.
In Soul Calibur, you can knock people off.
No, it's not. You can knock them off on other rings.
That's what we're saying. Multiple levels.
That's not multiple levels.
When you knock them off and you go down to a different part of the zone.
That's different.
No. That's what we were talking about.
Okay.
Is different parts of the level you can get to by kicking somebody off a cliff or knocking them off the balcony and nagging downstairs.
I was, let me see, I was a Dead or Alive. Probably, I guess.
Holy shit, I think you're right.
See, I was listening to it, I was, you know what's funny?
That's exactly what I was picturing in my head this whole time.
When I listened to it, I said, oh no, you guys are wrong, you guys are always talking
about it. That happens all the time, that happens a lot, we're so wrong about so much shit. But we got tore up on the Mario thing. Hades was like, God damn it, you two.
It was Dead or Alive. You know, you knocked them off a cliff or roof.
You could knock them off in Soul Calibur?
No, you could knock them off and then you were out.
Shit, you're right.
I never played the first one.
Fuck, you're right. See, I barely played the first one, though, of Soul Calibur. I barely played it. A little bit, but I hardly ever played it.
No, every single Soul Calibur, you got a ring rules.
In fact, oddly enough,
Yeah, it is Dead or Alive. You're right. Sorry, what?
Oddly enough, the first time I even touched a Dreamcast controller was right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you poor deprived child, you. Holy crap, and it wasn't even a Dreamcast game, it was Nintendo ROMs that we were playing with.
Holy shit, Batman.
Damn, man, you missed out.
I feel sorry
for you. Mario thing, Hades was listening to the show last night, just as I'm leaving for work, and he's like, god damn it, you guys. And he had this whole, he just let me have it. He's like, man, there was fucking pipes up there, because the whole story of that whole fucking game was cleaning the pipes out. Remember, we're going on for like 20 minutes. Was there pipes in the top of that fucking game? I was like, oops. Well, I mean, I played the damn thing like 3 times, and nobody ever wanted to play with me. Like, why are we going to play Mario Bros. 4? Because it's fun, you idiot. Nobody ever wanted to play it. Anyway, our final game we wanted to talk about. Another winner. The most kick-ass fucking thing I have seen in a long time. I am so, so blown away. Unreal Tournament 2004. Finally. Remember how I was bitching about how you get one demo on a CD, like a couple shows back?
Yeah.
And I happened to use Unreal Tournament as the example for a 650. It's 209 megs, but it's still the only game on the CD from Maximum PC's whatever issue that was, 05, 04. So, whatever the case. It's pretty reasonable to download, then. It's the May 2004 one. 209 meg demo. Goddamn. This game, I mean, I did not want to move. Fired it up, and I could not believe it's that good. If you played Unreal Tournament 2003, you were probably very, very, very disappointed. I mean, it ran like ass. It was horrible. I mean, even the menu sucked. Even, like, the menus I didn't like. I don't know what it was about that game, but it just seems like they did everything wrong.
Frag Ops runs like ass on that, too.
Frag Ops is like, it runs better than Unreal.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't run like it should. It still doesn't run like it should. Now, I pray that those guys put this on UT2K4, because I'll tell you what, this is... This right here is, like...
Dude.
Pong to fucking Doom in one leap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is night and day. I cannot believe how good this runs. On the same machine that I'm running Unreal Tournament 2003 on, we're running 2004, and it's like, instantly I hopped on a server after I set up my controls, you know.
Right.
I set up my controls, the menus were so much easier to navigate, They looked so much better. They had a bunch of new options. The only thing I don't understand is the announcers. Remember it had male announcer, and then instead of female announcer, it's got... sexy announcer. Which, I don't know why they would do that, but, I mean, whatever.
The program, they were switched. You had to pick sexy to get the male voice. And
That was weird.
Male
that
to get
like,
the female
that
one.
That messed with me, though. That was weird, because I forgot. I like the dude. I'm sorry, but that dude is a man. Go online.
I'm a monster character.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. I don't know. He's badass. I'm just used to it, though, you know, from the original Unreal Tournament. But I'll tell you what. I mean, they have, you know, you're all the guns that you expect from Unreal in here. You know, plus they've got, you know, the new crazy added, you know, weird things, like the Link stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They've got... I mean, this is what like the next game should be. This is what like an upgrade should be. 2003 really let a lot of people down, I think, and I was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it solely so I could play Frag Ops.
You
know, which was fine.
Yeah,
which was totally fine by me. But now that I've seen what they're capable of, I feel even more let down by 2003, you know, and I'm just gonna simply have to go pick this up really soon here. As soon as I get some scratch
together.
Especially
the DVD version, you get extra.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely getting the DVD version, too.
Yeah, support that.
Exactly.
And get 10 bucks back from...
Yeah, because that's 2003, and I bet I have the receipt somewhere.
I have the bucks.
I'll even send them the damn game. Tell them to kiss my ass.
Keep
this game sucked ass. You know, but 2004 is the bomb. I mean, I cannot explain how good this is. I really cannot do justice. I hopped on a server, I mean, immediately, and with like 12 other dudes or something, I had a 68 ping. Okay? I can't remember the last time I saw a ping that good, I was playing Tribes. You know, I mean, since we started playing like Quake 3 and Unreal, even Unreal Tournament, I didn't get a good ping on, because there was no servers nearby or something. But all of a sudden, with this, there must be a server really close by or on a fat connection. Because a 68 ping, I mean, I got nothing. There's no delay for me at all. No lag whatsoever, it seems like. I didn't notice one glitch in the damn thing either. You know, not one weird graphical flaw. Not one problem with sound. You know?
Except for the swap of the... When you picked male voice, you
Yeah. But that was
probably just because it was a demo.
Yeah, I'm sure that's been fixed
Monster
in the real world patch. Even if, you know, that doesn't count. I don't care, you know.
Because you just picked the other one.
You know,
sometimes
I think it's
cool, and I was watching you play.
Yeah, the music is awesome. The gameplay is so
sweet.
It's
for
fast.
A fast-ass game.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
You know, the music was hard rock.
That's the best part. It is fast. That's the best part. I mean... Unfortunately, I'm an idiot. I forgot. I just, in a rare moment, somehow, for some reason, rebooted my computer, which never happens. So I never have to rerun any programs that I have running in the background. I didn't have Fraps running when we were playing around with it for the last... Well, before we left. And I couldn't check the frame rate. And I could not, to save my life, remember the command to do it in Unreal. It's like stat FPS something or other, but I can't remember what it is. So I didn't have Fraps running, so I couldn't check. But I'll tell you, I mean, it was... Dead on. It hauled ass. Not once did I see any weird tears, because of course I've got, you know, V-Sync off and all that, trying to get the most speed, because I was afraid. And being conservative, I put it on 1024, but I put everything else on, like, the uber-fat detail. I was trying to be a dick. I was trying to watch it burn, you know?
Yeah.
And it kicked, it showed me up. It ran flawless. I'm just blown away. Beautiful graphics. Beautiful. Tight controls. Not that floaty bullshit you got from Far Cry. I mean, you know, I aim, and that's where I was shooting. You know? Oh man. I want to play now. I don't care. I mean, shit. I can't believe we were just at Best Buy, and somehow I managed to not buy it. I just don't have the money, but... Damn.
Well, you suck dick for $40 for a game?
I've seen him do it! I mean, I can... Words cannot do this justice. I am
hey, Kubar. Loop your pins back. He won't do it.
So many people told me to go play this demo. For months now, it seems like. My buddy Nyer, especially. He's like, dude, you gotta play. I'm telling you. Because he was pretty big in 2003. As bad as it sucked, he still wanted to play a lot.
I'm not telling you. I'm begging you to play.
And he was just like, dude, you gotta try it. And I kept going, yeah, whatever. Because I was, you know, I mean, they burned me on 2003.
Yeah.
They burned us. Everybody that bought it, I feel, got the short end of the stick. Now we've got, you know, vehicles and better weapons. And, I mean, simply put, all that aside, what matters is that it runs like it should.
So all they need is a jetpack.
I'll
be happy.
Add a jetpack.
Wait, that's Tribes.
I'm sure there's going to be. Well, you know what? When Tribes 3 Vengeance comes out, they're using this engine.
They are.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And if it's anything like this, well, fucking real. I'm playing Tribes 3.
Yeah.
Because Tribes is the bomb. But I don't know.
I remember,
I'm going to have to spend some seriously quality time with this
game. I bought a Voodoo 5 just for
Yeah.
Tribes.
Yeah.
But after that, Voodoo Company, or what's that? 3DFX. Went bankrupt. I lost so much money.
Everybody got screwed on that one because we were all 3DFX supporters. You know, all of us. I still think they had the best gig going.
I bought their stocks too. Fucking dastards. I bought for $9 a share right now. That's the worst of shit. Got maybe, last time I checked, 25 cents.
25 cents?
Yeah. I bought 3,000 shares. No.
Didn't that get all absorbed into NVIDIA?
I bought a whole bunch. I bought about.
Yeah, but the 3DFX stock, didn't that get like absorbed into NVIDIA?
Yeah. I didn't get jacked for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I should, you know, join the like classic lawsuit and shit. I'm not gonna. I don't want $1 million.
No,
just
not,
send me a fucking video card every time.
You don't invest money in a company to guarantee that you get money back and they don't make money. That's the whole reason that not the entire world dumps all their money in.
It was a joke.
It's a risk. Okay.
It was a joke.
You worked for a casino. You should know all about that.
He doesn't know jack. Speaking of which, do you have that game? You don't know jack.
Hooks does.
Does he? Okay. Not for me.
Oh.
I don't want it.
Don't give me that look.
But I know somebody who's interested in it, so. In any case, I'm telling you, I swear to God, wherever the hell it is, UnrealTournament2004.com, I think.
Special get your video version, please.
Well, at the very least, do yourself a favor and get the demo. It's 209 megs on a CD, so it can't be anything more when you download it.
And you can play Deathmatch.
You can play Deathmatch, Capture the Flag, Assault. There was like five or six different modes of play.
You can only play multiplayer, which is weird.
Yeah, which is, you know, whatever.
In a way, it's cool. I mean, most people, that's what it's all about.
Well, seriously, if you're buying Unreal for the single player, you got issues. I mean, what the hell?
I don't know. Unreal Tournament 1, first one, I don't think I ever played online.
Really?
I played 2 Castle 1 and I smashed
the
people.
Trying to get a billion kills.
Monster kill. I love this one.
I am so happy that I played this game. You have no idea. I cannot stress it enough. I want to pound this into everybody's head. Alright? But I guess I better stop before I get yelled at. And let's wrap it up with The Matrix.
The third one,
whatever the hell it's called. Revolutions or some shit?
Yeah, I think so.
So what do you think?
I thought it was okay. I don't think either one of them matches up to the first one, but it's tough to do.
Yeah.
I think a big part of their problem was they waited too long. The years went by and it was built up more and more and more. That, oh, The Matrix is coming.
Yeah.
The Matrix is coming, the rest of the story. And then it was a real letdown. But I think if you try to get that all that out of your head, they're real decent action flicks. They're good movies.
See, that was what my problem with them was. I watched the first one, and I did not watch an action movie. The first one? When I saw the first Matrix, I did not see an action movie. I didn't see that.
Mm.
I sat down, and I saw like a... Like, God, I don't know what, like a mind fuck.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I sat down and it was like, sure, there was a little bit of combat, but not only was it new to me, I mean, this is where basically bullet time came from and all this crap, you know? I mean, this ruined it for everything. But at the time, okay, it was the saddest thing I'd ever seen. It was the most brilliant idea, the most original, well thought out, well planned, laid out movie I'd ever seen, you know? I mean, it was just like, wow, this is new. This is just amazing. We waited and waited and waited.
And waited and waited and waited.
Some more even. And then we got this like half-assed, well, what I felt, a half-assed action flick. With Reloaded. The second one. I mean, I fell asleep in the middle of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That dance scene in Zion, man, I passed out cold. I had to go to the theater and sit in a freezing ass room and see it, you know, keep me awake. It was horrible. And I sat through it and it seemed like they blew it for me in that one when they like pulled the bullshit where she lives, like nobody's business. Like it was no big thing. I was like, man, you know, it would have made for an interesting story had she had died. Remember the second one? And she goes flying off the motorcycle thing or whatever happened to her. It's like she should have died. But they some miraculous way they saved her. Now, okay, that could just be, oh, Neo's the fucking man.
You know why? Because the first one She's 7 years.
I hated that. I thought that was such a letdown to the end of the first one.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh, true love saved him because I love you.
Oh, come on! It worked at the end of Fifth Element, though.
Oh yeah.
Come on! I had tears coming out of the end of Fifth Element, man. Come on now. It worked sometimes.
I was sitting there that whole movie.
It's not a Disney movie we're talking about here.
The first one. I was sitting through the whole movie with my jaw down. Like, oh my god, this is tight. She kisses him and he comes back to life.
It's like, you know, first one, that part I thought he finally figured himself out. He was a chosen one.
Well, yeah, they were screwing with us.
Yeah.
But, they can't find a DVD for the Fifth Element. Oh, here it is.
This isn't a Disney movie, you jackass.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you, dumb shit. It's really hard.
I can't find the rating on it either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's R, dude.
Probably. How weird. PG-13.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't think there's even that much cussing.
Yeah, there's not. There's not a whole bunch of crap
that's
at all.
Some of them. Anyway. You know.
When?
A chick? When
she's not naked.
No, she's got straps over.
You can't see a damn thing. Trust me, I've looked.
It's not even cold.
Now, then I saw the third one, though, and again, I passed out mid-movie. It just was boring as all sin to me. Because I expected something to where I could use my brain instead of just sit there and watch all this action. And again, I had nothing but the same combat. I mean, in the first, like, 10 minutes, you should, like, I'm sure I'm exaggerating, it was like two. But it seemed like 400 people thrown through a wall. You know, it was just like, oh my god, you know, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, I've seen this 100 times, why do I want to watch it anymore? I was more relieved by the end of it, just to know that I don't have to, like, deal with the hype anymore. You know, like, oh, thank God, people can shut the fuck up about The Matrix. Because it's done now, they told their story, I didn't care, and a lot of people, you know, loved it, hated it, whatever, it's gone, I don't have to worry about it anymore. Oh, really? I didn't care for it. I don't know, like, the second half of this one, much like I thought the second movie, the second half was better than the first half. You know, in the second one I felt the same way. The second half was better than the first half of the movie. I don't know why. Maybe they're just doing too much stupid, like, catch-up or something. I don't know. Maybe trying to bring people up to speed. I don't know. There's something about the first halves of them both that just didn't strike me as any good. Then I kept hearing about the great fight scene in Zion, in the third one. Everybody said, oh, my God, you got to see this fight scene. And on the road to this fight scene, the whole time I was like, you got to be kidding me. All this combat here, nothing but fighting and shit. And then we're getting this huge fight scene, right? That I'm going to be just as upset about because it's going to be just more, you know, blown shit up.
Like first one.
I'll tell you what, that was like the highlight of the movie. Was that fight scene?
You're talking about when they're holding the dock?
Yeah. That was so cool. That was when they got some fucking mechs and shit and they're out there just mowing shit down. That was impressive. Ooh. I mean, the animation, the CG on that, top notch. I mean, it was just so, you could not tell that, like, this wasn't happening in front of your face. I mean, it was neat, you know. And the whole thing with the kid, though, I saw that coming so far away that I was like, oh, God, here it comes, you know. Yeah. I didn't care much for that part of it so much. But, man, that was a hell of a scene. Like, the whole thing right in there was fat. And then the rest of it, I don't know. The fight with Neo and Smith at the end, you know, was meh.
No, where I got let down really bad in the third one. At the end when he goes crucifixion pose,
yeah.
And his light starts coming out of the cross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. can we pound the whole Catholic thing in any deeper?
That, yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of stuff I didn't like on top of that.
But see, I think you're too hard on him.
See, I don't think so. Because I really liked the first one and expected to really like the second one.
Sorry, the campaign.
I don't know.
But you got let down. That's why I think you're too hard on him. Because
why should I have liked it? Why? It had no redeeming qualities. Because everybody else liked it?
Oh, no, of course not.
I just hate this bastard. I really thought the first one was fat. But you know what? Even watching these last two kind of ruined the first one for me now. It's like, oh, man. The first one was
that
fat movie. Yeah. I don't know. I was pretty upset. What I want to do one day...
It's going to be all over soon.
What I want to do because I want to sit down and watch all three of them. Like in a row.
Wings is a lot.
Just straight through and see what I think of that.
Of like the whole story?
Yeah, just so I can follow it better. Because it's hard to read, like, you know, 150 pages of a book, and then, like, 2 years later, read, you know, another 150 pages, and then, like, 6 months later, another, you know, the rest of the book. It's just hard to kind of, like, really keep on top of it, unless you're always thinking about it, and I wasn't. So, I'm sure there was something there that was lost because of that, but it should have sucked me right back in, and it didn't. Which is why, I mean, another thing, I don't know. I don't know, I can't say I liked it. Kill Bill. Kill Bill 2's in theaters.
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't even seen one yet, but it's sitting right here, and I haven't watched
it. It's pretty
it.
Good. I just saw the second recently, one? Yeah. No, the first one.
Oh, okay. The first one, I had playing in here one day, and I kept looking at it, and it seemed like such, like, it felt like you were drunk trying to watch a movie, because it was, like, so much crazy, random, just violence. Dude, it was like, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
It's all like that.
You know, it blew my fucking mind. Like, but it was like engineered to be like nothing but the best of the pop right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they took everything that we think is the number one thing right now. Anime, certain style of music, ninjas. I mean, like, just everything that we as like a society think is like the top of the hype right now. And it seems like they balled it up into the movie to design, like engineered a hype movie. This is what I got the impression.
I'm not a huge movie buff. Like, I like movies, I watch a lot of movies, but I don't know the whole, like, this is 70s style and this is Hong Kong style.
I have no idea.
Quentin Tarantino, I was watching the making of it, he was trying to take 70s style, which is why in the beginning they have that, here our feature presentation, that weird 70s look stuff, and Hong Kong action, and was trying to roll that up.
Interesting.
And maybe the reason why it felt so, so pop is because retro 70s seems to be kind of popular right now to me.
Hey, Cobar, I said fuck Final Fantasy today. Let's go watch a Sega Mario.
I knew that was going to fucking happen. I don't know. But, okay, from what I've... Anyway, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to have to just hold my tongue. But I did let it play all the way through, and I kept looking over at it, like, every few minutes, going, what the fuck is going on now?
I thought it was an okay movie. As far as Quentin Tarantino's work, I was quite let down.
But see, how... There we go. That's exactly what I was trying to get to. That was the end of the road for the story for me. Where the fuck is something like Pulp Fiction 2?
Yeah.
This is what I want right here. Oh, my God.
This is no Pulp Fiction. This is no Four Rooms.
Another great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
Reservoir Dogs.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what happened here. I don't know. I really don't know what happened. But I'm going to have to sit and watch it before I can say either way. But this is the impression I got from just glimpses of it.
Mm-hmm.
I could not imagine seeing a commercial for this on TV and having any idea of what the hell it was about.
I didn't.
It seemed like the whole movie was little clips like that of just random violence and all of a sudden would change to a cartoon and then...
I was trying to watch it the first time while playing Final Fantasy.
That's what I was doing, but I kept looking over going, what the fuck?
It didn't work. I finally sat down and watched it, and I was more impressed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
It does a good job of leaving you wanting more without being frustrated about wanting more.
Cool.
That's a real violent movie.
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with violence. It's not that at all. It's just that, like, there's like a point where it becomes
so
like,
much
what
blood.
The hell, you know? Now, from what I've heard from the second one,
Well, I was just going to say, like, when the chick, Oren Ishii,
yeah,
he slices off this guy's head, and there's just blood spurting out like a fountain
that's
for, like 30 seconds.
That's like the anime style, where everybody got, like, ultra-high blood pressure, you know? Because they've got, like, 8 times their fucking body mass of blood, you know, inside them. It's just, it's not right, you know?
I don't know that's a real fight. Nobody knows how's a real... Guy got his head chopped off.
Well, I'm sure.
Really? They didn't used to do that all the time, huh?
Well, I mean, the guy was sitting right there, though.
They know. Trust me, if you had blood pressure like that, you would feel it.
Veins of iron?
Yeah.
like lines?
You would have to, you know? Yeah. Okay. Anyway. the second one's in theaters right now, and I've heard a lot of good stuff about this one. I heard a lot of good stuff about the first one, too, but, I mean, I
heard the second one's better than mine.
And I heard it was a lot more focused on story and whatnot, too. Like, not so much just overt action and stuff. And I heard, basically, even if you didn't like the first one, you probably will like the second one. Which is interesting, you know, so it's like, wow, I really want to sit down and watch the first one. I really do. I just haven't had a chance to give it a fair shake yet. I was impressed I got to watch The Matrix, and what the hell did I watch? Club Dread? Is that the name of that fucking movie?
Yeah.
I thought I was watching a horror movie, dude. For like an hour and 10 minutes into this, I'm looking at this movie going, this is the worst horror movie I have ever seen in my life. And then, was that you that told me?
Well, it was Hades and I.
Okay.
Mostly Hades, but...
It's a comedy.
Or was it Met?
It's like, I think it was Ribo. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, Ribo.
And it's like a comedy, though. It's the guys who did Super Troopers.
Troopers.
So then, like, I'm looking at the movie different now, going, oh, wait, this is supposed to be like this.
You didn't notice that, I mean, did you rent it, or... There's a freaking monkey holding a banana like this on the...
No, I didn't even
know. The logo.
No, I didn't, the little, what's his name? I know what he's from, What's his name, though? He had a name. He was the guy on the drugs.
Yeah, but that's their logo. The guy that,
oh,
the people that do that.
Film
company.
I was playing Final Fantasy, and I kept looking over at the movie, though. And see, that's like, I swear to God, like, I can judge a movie based on that. If I'm playing a video game, no matter what it is, and I got a movie playing, if I find myself constantly watching the movie, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, that's like the best testing system I've come up with. Because that's how I found, Boondock Saints. You know, there's so many movies where I'm just like, frailty, where I can't help but just say, fuck the game, this movie rocks, you know? And this one I kept looking at, though. I couldn't understand why. I was like, this movie's horrible. It's like, I want to keep watching it because it's so bad, but I thought I was watching a serious horror flick at first. Well, for the first, like, hour and 10 minutes. And then, oh no, it's from the Super Trooper guys, and I was like, oh... And all of a sudden, it's a pretty good movie. Because, you know, not based on just the fact that it's those guys, but now that I realize where they were going with it all, I was like, holy shit, this movie's pretty cool. It is, and it's not a bad movie. Is this new? I've never heard of it.
Well, relatively new.
Yeah? It's Club Dread, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't even know where the hell did I... How did I come across that? Oh. Hunter. That's where I got it. Yeah. And he didn't tell me anything about it. You know, or maybe he did, and I just was, like, on the phone with him while playing Final Fantasy. Yeah, dude, whatever, great, kick-ass, yeah. You know, but, and I only turned it on because I was bored stiff and I had nothing to do. And I was playing games, but I always have a movie playing here, you know. I was like, oh, I'll throw one of these new ones on, you know, whatever. And then I just kept watching it going, what the fuck am I watching here, you know? Because it was so dumb. It was so dumb. But then when I realized it was supposed to be dumb, it was like I started laughing, and I was really enjoying the movie because I was like, oh, this is great then, you know? I really, really want to watch it again now. I'll pay attention to it because especially those kind of movies, there's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't pick up.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not really watching it, there's a lot of jokes and a lot of funny, weird shit that you wouldn't pick up. I even noticed that it was half the Super Troopers crew and didn't even think about it. Didn't even occur to me, you know? Because I kept looking, going, God damn, those are a lot of guys in this fucking movie from Super Troopers.
No shit.
It didn't even occur to me, you know? I couldn't believe it. But it wasn't a bad movie at all. It was damn funny
it
when you know
funny.
That it's
I
a
saw,
comedy.
When I saw the previews, it looked like it was funny.
It really... Oh, you haven't seen it at all?
Oh.
Oh, man. We're going to have to watch that today, then. Because it's good if you know it's a comedy. Which sucks ass as a horror movie, though. I mean, it's horrible. But if you realize that... Comedy first, then, you know, making kind of a comedy horror movie out of it is really pretty good.
Yeah, that's quite scary.
They did such a good job in the beginning of making me think it was a horror movie. Such a good job, because it's all serious at first.
Right.
And I was just, like, locked in, like, oh my god, this movie rocks, and then it got so dumb, because they were just being so cheeseball. I was like, this is fucking retarded.
Talking about movies, there's two movies I'm really looking forward to. One's called Van Helsing.
Van Helsing?
That does look pretty cool.
It does.
It's like a vampire.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about it, though.
Well, I am too.
I don't know. Can you Jack my in there? Can't go wrong.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Tell me what bad movie he did. Swordfish?
I don't know anything he's been in except for that and X-Men. So.
I don't know. It just seems like they might be trying to do too much. With what I've seen, they might be trying to do too much and they might, they might just go to, what's the word I want?
B-rated.
Yeah. Well, no, it looks like it's going to be really good as far as the special effects and the money put into it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it really does. You know, there's already games lined up for it, too. They should be out really soon. Not that that's any indication of a good game or movie, but saying, you know, the machine's rolling on this one.
I'm just worried that it's going to be like every other monster movie.
Yeah, see, that's the fear I have right there. We're gonna have Underworld, Blade. We're gonna have the same fucking movie with a different guy. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I'm gonna go see it. It looks like it'll be at least semi-entertaining, at the very least.
Go see Punisher. I want to see that. If not only for the simple fact that it's a, you know, loosely based on, they stole the name out of the comic, which is why I want to go see it. I like
and
supporting
the
these, you know. Huh?
And the shirt.
And the shirt, yeah. And the shirt. That's all, but, you know, it's enough for me to try to support it. Because I don't know. I like those movies. I like Lord of the Rings type of stuff. I like, you know, fantasy movies. I like, you know, comic book stuff. I like, I guess I just have a weird taste. You know, I mean, in movies, the average person doesn't like Pulp Fiction. The average person, it seems like.
No.
Like, you stick my mom in front of Pulp Fiction, and she's like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen, you know?
That
you stick my mom in front of, you know, Army of Darkness. What the hell am I watching here? Trying to get her to sit down and watch Kill Bill. Good fucking luck, you know? This is kind of stuff I like, though, so it's like, I like to try to support those kind of things,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, I'm out of wind.
That's it. Nah, looks like it's good enough.
Alright.
Good enough.
Good enough.
That is
good enough.
It's
supposed to be fan-fucking-tastic show right
about
here.
Too much bitching and complaining. No,
that was not hella bitching and complaining. I think I whined about The Matrix, and like, I almost started complaining heavily on the DVD thing.
Yeah,
that wasn't so
it was actually pretty good.
Trying to keep it fair, and that wasn't even like I was trying to whine, I was just trying to, you know, make our point.
Ryan was asking for you.
Oh, must be time for some Final Fantasy. They're getting a group together. Gotta go. Okay, bye.
Tell them to hurry the fuck up and log on.
Thank you.